WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is 6:01, a mix of cloud and showers today. High near 70, right now 49 in the NRV, 50 in Lynchburg, 53 in Roanoke. And overall thoughts on the eclipse yesterday?
Well, I didn't see it. I was outside. And I was waiting to like feel that eclipse energy.
Yeah.
But if anything, I just noticed it was so eerily quiet because all the neighbors were outside trying to catch a glimpse of it. They had their glasses on and everything else. But it was so cloudy. I don't know if y'all were able to see.
No. I was able to see it.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I wasn't able to see it as well as the people in the past.
Right, right.
But you could see the sun start to get smaller and smaller. Then it became like a sliver.
Uh-huh.
And then the cloud, when it would have fully disappeared, the clouds covered it. But for the most part, I was able to see it and enjoy it. Like, it was actually pretty cool.
All right. Well, I think it depends on kind of where you live in the area. If you go to the K92 Facebook page, I had people post their view of the eclipse. And most people's pictures were cloudy, but some people were able to see part of it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I couldn't see anything from my place.
You know what? And of course, Antoine was able to see it because yesterday he was talking about it. He's like, I don't really care.
Exactly.
About, yeah. And then he gets a clear view. Yeah.
That's what you have to do with karma and the universe. You have to play hard to get.
Oh, that's it.
And I said, you know what? I don't care if the eclipse calls me today. I don't care. Guess who was blowing up my phone yesterday? Mr. Moon and Mrs. Sun.
Oh, wow.
All up in my DM.
Yeah, in your business. Oh, my gosh.
So what's on your mind this morning, Mr. I saw the eclipse yesterday?
Well, right now, it's just being better than you guys because I saw the eclipse. But do you ever make a decision and you know in the moment it's a terrible decision?
All the time.
It's like, I got to see it through.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I hit pay.
That was last night for me taking a melatonin, you know, like a little sleep aid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At 9:45. I took it at 9:45 last night because there was college basketball on, the national championship, and I knew that if I did not force myself to sleep, I was going to stay up and watch the whole thing.
Okay.
So I took the melatonin to help me sleep, and I fell asleep before the game was over, which was my goal. But that thing is still holding on to me right now. It was holding on to me this morning. I was in the bed.
Oh, yeah.
The melatonin was like, nah, bruh. You stay in here a little bit longer.
Okay, so melatonin got you. So you had the moon and the sun, but now you got the melatonin saying, I've got you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I lost at the end of the day.
Okay.
Monica, what's on your mind this morning?
I've had a stupid morning so far. I woke up and I get halfway to work. And I'm like, you know how your window gets foggy when you first hop into your car, so you kind of use your windshield wipers and you wipe it off and all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right, this should clear up. But I'm like, why is it not clearing up? Something's going on with my car. It's like, I can't see crap. And I keep driving, and then I keep going and going, and I'm like, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. I can't see. I have no corrective lenses on of any sort. No contacts, no glasses, no nothing. I'm like, I got kind of far. That's scary a little bit.
Exactly.
But yeah. Yeah, terrifying. So I was like, I had to do a quick turnaround and get some contacts, though. So,
have you ever think you've lost your glasses and they're sitting on your head?
Yes. Well, usually I feel like that happens with sunglasses. Well, I'm like, where did I do my
definitely
sunglasses?
Definitely happens with sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Oh, man. Monica does have a birthday coming up.
Yes, I do, on the 24th.
April 24th is Monica's birthday.
Yeah.
Gonna celebrate, gonna party, gonna live it up.
Taurus life.
Hey, Chris. We may need to start auditioning for a third member of the K92 Morning Thing right now to get ahead of it.
Are you telling me that Monica's not going to survive her birthday and come back to the show?
Well, we have something called the birthday effect. And a study was done over the past 8 years. Actually, I take it back. Over the past 12 years that says you are more than likely to die on your birthday than any other day of the year.
I've heard that.
In fact, as of 5 years ago, 7% more likely to die on your birthday. And usually it's because you're celebrating too hard and it leads to a heart attack.
Oh, a heart attack. I figured you just like walk out into traffic or something. Like you just like, eh, I knew that you'd take a tumble.
I mean, that could
that
be
happens
it too.
You gotta be careful.
I imagine if I ever get hit by a car, I'm gonna die from a heart attack before the car gets to me.
Oh,
I would be terrified. But yeah, it says that, you know, you are more than likely, no one knows the exact reason, that's just an assumption,
uh-huh.
but people are more than likely to die on their birthday than any other day of the year. And Monica has the next birthday on the show.
Oh, man. I got to just be careful and simmer. Maybe I'll just read a book for my birthday. That's what I'll do. I'll sit there and read.
I would love that.
But then the book may get me excited. I'm like, oh, no.
That's going to be one hell of a paper cut. do you have big plans to celebrate your birthday? Or is it too far away?
Well, I celebrate for the birthday month. I usually do that. I haven't really done a lot of that this year.
No, you haven't.
But I don't. I think I have a big party. I'll let y'all know. We're going to celebrate.
I don't want to be at your funeral. You can invite Chris. I don't want to be
at a party.
Did you just hear the birthday effect,
I heard
Monica?
It. I heard it. You know what? Well,
you're not going to make it. You'll come back as a vampire. Here's Olivia Rodrigo, K92.
Gotta listen out for this guy. He's a famous name, but don't flop. Something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrity two-word tango.
We are going to get into it today. Two-word tango. Your K92 morning thing. Monica, Antoine, and Chris. The way two-word tango works, we're going to have a music instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the instrumental, we're going to go in a circle by saying the names of random celebrities. And when I say random celebrities, it's because we put in secret categories before.
Yes.
Monica is going to open up a category, let us know what it is, so we don't know going into it.
All
and
right.
we have to name celebrities within that category on beat. And we cannot repeat anyone else.
Yeah, but I got the magic tango bowl.
Okay, right. I wonder what you're going to call it.
I know, it's a little bowl.
All right, pull a good one, see. Monica. Pull an easy one this morning.
Let's see and watch it to be like, okay. But this is, it's rolled up here tight. Actors.
So not to be confused with actresses. So it has to be male actors. Mm-hmm. I think for the sake of this. Male actors, we're going to go Chris, Monica, then Antoine. Chris, Monica, then Antoine. TV show, movie, actors. Got to stay on beat. Can't repeat anyone else. Let's go.
Will Smith.
Hurtful.
Matt Boomer.
Whoa. Ashton Kutcher.
Tom Hanks.
Denzel Washington.
Bradley Cooper.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
George Clooney.
Channing Tatum.
Johnny Depp.
Alec Baldwin.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Tom Cruise.
Tracy Morgan.
Ethan Hawke.
Bill Hader.
Eddie Murphy.
And Fred!
Wow.
I couldn't do it, guys.
How much longer did we have? Probably
I don't
like 10
know.
Minutes.
I was too busy thinking to look at the clock. I couldn't think of anyone else.
I don't even think we got halfway.
I don't think so.
Probably not. Well,
that's
you know what? Right. It's a, what's today?
Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. We'll get better by Friday.
Beautiful things from Benson Boone on K92. It's the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris getting you into the Down by Downtown Music Festival on Friday, April 19th for our headliner, Margot Price. Of course, it's going on the 18th through the 21st, and it ends with a Levelers Blue Ridge Marathon. So it is going to be a great weekend. And who do we have on the phone?
We got Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
All right, Jamie, Chris is going to give you that question of the day again. You get the answer right. You are going to be partying down by downtown.
All right, the average person spends $400 on this piece of clothing in their lifetime. Is it A, socks, B, band or musician t-shirts, or C, gloves?
B.
Band t-shirts?
Yes, sir.
That is correct.
I'm band surprised t-shirts. By that number.
I'm
very surprised by that number.
Yeah, $400. Well, actually, it makes sense to me. Like, you said in lifetime. So, yeah.
But if you think about
how many times you go to Target and you get one of those shirts?
Yeah, or if you go to a concert, typically a t-shirt is $50. So maybe that's like 8 shows through your lifetime. Jamie, do you have any band t-shirts?
I do not.
Don't.
He says $0.
So someone has spent $800 to counter his $0. I'm in a boat with Jamie though.
Oh, you are?
I have two. I have a Whitney Houston t-shirt
okay.
and a Notorious B.I.G. t-shirt. I don't, when I've gone to concerts, I have not purchased merch there because I felt like it was overpriced.
Okay.
I don't own a lot.
What about you, Monica?
Oh, I have some like rock and roll t-shirts, like Aerosmith and, you know, other rock and roll artists that the shirt looks cute.
An artist that you don't know their music.
But I was like, that shirt is hot right there. Yeah.
How many dollars have you spent, Chris?
I've spent quite a bit. So the current t-shirts that I know I have off the top of my head, I do have an Aerosmith t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
I have Blink-182, Panic at the Disco. I have a Missy Elliott t-shirt.
Ooh,
she's awesome.
Can I borrow that?
And Matchbox 20, which I recently saw them on a reunion tour. Mm-hmm. So I actually bought the show, that ticket at the show. So
you bought the shirt at the show?
Yeah.
So you bought the ticket at the show?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, the shirt at the show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You got those tickets. All right, Jamie, you're going to Down by Downtown, April the 19th. K92.
Thanks for waking up with us. Have a good day.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
Oh, Jesse, what are you doing?
What did Jesse do?
I mean, Jesse was really trying to get out of paying child support. He was determined to not pay anything. He said, I'm not taking responsibility for that child. That's mine. You're going to tell me to pay $100,000 in back child support. I'm not doing it.
Come on, Jesse.
No, Jesse was so serious about it. He said, I'm going to fake my own death before I pay that. Yeah, and that's what he did. So he had access to the death registry system.
Uh-huh.
And using the details of a doctor living in the state, he said he created a case of his own death.
Uh-huh.
And he became the medical certifier and certified it.
He certified his own death?
Yes. Yeah, he was legit dead. According to government, you know, records, he's dead. But the thing is, you know, of course, he was a little happy about that. He's like, oh, I just did that. So what did he do? He decided to take a fake Social Security number, take someone else's identity, and got caught up.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this.
Uh-huh.
I do not support running out on child support. You need to take care of your responsibilities.
Yes, you do.
But I don't blame Jesse 100% of what happened. I blame Instagram and Instagram captions. Because when the ball drops at midnight at the end of the year and people post pictures on Instagram, what is that four-word caption that everyone puts at the start of a brand new year?
New year, new me.
New year, new me. And Jesse said, you know what?
Don't you support Jesse.
New child, new father.
Don't you support Jesse?
I'm not supporting him. I'm blaming social media for Jesse.
Well, Jesse is in jail now, accused of fraud, because he opened up too many bank accounts with fake social security numbers and stuff. He couldn't decide who the new me was going to be.
He went too far.
And he did. He just took it too far.
He's supposed to just go to the gym, Jesse.
If he chilled out, he would have been all right.
So Jesse was a big hot mess, but what makes me most sad is that poor kid. Like, that kid is like, my father would rather fake his own death than take care of me.
Listen, uh-huh. If Jesse's your father, you might be better off with him being someone else.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna argue with you on that.
Find the biggest arguments on the internet and bring them to the radio. It's the Morning Thing Social Media Smackdown on K92.
All right, on this week's Social Media Smackdown, Meredith shared a video of the cheese challenge. Have you guys seen that on TikTok?
I have.
It's hilarious.
That's where people are throwing a slice of cheese at the face of a crying baby and watching their reaction. People have been doing it for, I feel like a year now, but Meredith finally discovered it. She thinks it's funny, but other people do not, and it turned into a big argument online. And Antoine, you're going to play Meredith.
Hey, I am Meredith.
Monica, you're actually going to play two people. You're going to play Angela and Chuck.
Hi, I'm Angela.
Hey, I'm Chuck.
And I'm going to play Annie.
Hi, I'm Annie.
And let's roll into this week's Social Media Smackdown.
Okay, have you guys seen the cheese challenge on TikTok? It's where you throw a piece of cheese on your baby's face when they are crying. It is actually pretty hilarious. Here's the video.
Cheese, it's good.
That's not funny at all. Someone should call CPS on the parents. That poor baby is totally traumatized.
It's just cheese, Angela. It's not like she threw a brick at the baby. Calm down. There's plenty of other things on the internet you should be upset about, not this. The cheese challenge is all in good fun.
It's not even the fact that she threw the cheese at the baby. It's that she posted a video of the baby and then it went viral. I would be irate if I was that baby and my mom posted a video of me getting hit in the face with a Kraft single without my permission.
Annie, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard you say, and you've said a lot of eye-rolling comments over the years.
For someone who actually has a 2-year-old child, you should be ashamed of yourself, Meredith. Wasting food during a time of inflation at the grocery store just to go viral is pathetic.
That mom needs to be punched in the face. This challenge is stupid and degrading.
I hate cheese anyway. I'd be furious if someone threw a slice of provolone and smacked me in the face out of nowhere.
I love cheese, but I'd be really ticked off if someone threw a baby at me.
Okay, I'm confused. I've been reading this, and while it's pretty hilarious, I don't know who's here because they like the baby or because they like cheese. But what is worse, I got that baby's back.
I don't think anybody came here to say the slice of cheese is more important than the baby, Chuck. You can love babies and cheese at the same time.
I'm not a big fan of videos of babies and stuff, but the baby's getting hit with some cheese.
The quick slap.
Oh, man, it's hilarious.
It's kind of funny. Hilarious. And I think the babies are kind of surprised, like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
It gives them a good reason to stop crying. Hey, if you come across a good fight or argument anywhere online, just screenshot it and message it to us on the K92 Facebook page. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Thank you so much for making us a part of your morning. And I guess a lot of people stared directly into the solar eclipse yesterday.
Oh, a lot of people?
Yeah, they had all the glasses on.
Well, a lot of people did it because Google searches for my eyes hurt or why do my eyes hurt skyrocketed around 3:20 yesterday afternoon because people are experiencing symptoms with their eyes looking at the eclipse without the eclipse glasses.
And that's funny because I'm thinking that people are just dramatic. Like they walked outside, never looked up, like, oh, wait, did I hurt myself?
Uh-huh.
No, people get a little over the top with this stuff.
How many people are calling out of work at school because, you know, my eyes hurt?
Oh, wait, would that have, could I have done that today?
No.
Uh-uh. Oh, my eyes. I can't see. I can't. Chris, Monica, is that you?
It's too late.
No, it's too late. Yep. I'm here now.
Now, if you were one of the lots of people that did stare at the eclipse yesterday, symptoms you could have are headaches, blurred vision, maybe a blind spot in one or two or both eyes. The good news is it usually resolves on its own. So especially if you only peek for a few seconds, a little quick peek, burn my eye. You'll be okay. But if you feel like you have more damage than that, definitely go see an eye doctor. And I saw a hilarious meme yesterday that somebody posted. It was a table full of stacks of $100 bills with a guy on the end of it. And the meme said, eye doctors the day after the solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Feeling good.
Yeah, so people have also been claiming to have eclipse sickness, too.
What is that?
Yeah, people are reporting symptoms ranging from insomnia, fatigue, no appetite. But I feel like that's kind of an everyday thing.
Yeah.
With a lot of people anyway.
Anxiety, stress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all of that right there.
But yeah, so I was pretty disappointed. We didn't have a good view of the eclipse here. Or I shouldn't say we.
Antoine had a great view.
I didn't. And if you go to the K92 Facebook page, I had people post pictures of the eclipse they saw in our area. And there was a few pretty good shots, but not like the shots you see people took down in Texas.
Oh, I know. It was so cloudy. But then it was like right after... the clouds just cleared out. The sun came out. It was like a perfect afternoon, evening.
Yeah, it's like the clouds showed up right before the eclipse hit, just so I couldn't see it.
I was able to see it, and it's funny because like I was on my front porch with the glasses on and like looking up at the sun, and then as soon as a car drives by, take those glasses right off.
Why?
Because you look ridiculous.
You gotta rock your glasses.
You look dumb with those glasses.
Did you toss them
on?
Out? Did you recycle them or something? What do you do with them?
They're
in the trash.
They're on the floor right now. They're gonna end up in the trash.
Well, try to hold on to them till 2045, because that's when our next full solar eclipse is gonna happen.
I can't hold on to my chapstick 3 days. Ain't no way those glasses are making it.
All right, and after the eclipse yesterday, they asked a bunch of kids what they thought of the eclipse, and this is really cute. Here's what they said.
I got a feeling that I saw a ring up the sky, and it was very cool. I got shocked about it, and I just liked how the sun got smaller and smaller and smaller until it just got gone.
It looked like the sun was going in front of the moon. When the moon went in front of the sun, the moon was white before, but then when it went in front of the sun, it turned red because it was in front of the sun, and it's normally yellow, but at night, it's not that color anymore because it's sundown.
I liked how it kept getting darker when the moon went over the sun, and I thought it was really nice to look at, and that was super cool, and I hope you guys enjoyed it too.
Can we just get elementary school kids to describe everything?
I know. That last child, she sounded a little too
she was
grown.
A teenager.
That was grown.
But that's how we had to grow, because the kid in the middle did not know periods. Uh-huh. It was just a comma, comma, comma.
It was a run-on sentence.
That little boy was just going to keep talking.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And if you missed the cash keyword we gave out at 7 o'clock for your shot to win $1,000, it is SPEND, S-P-E-N-D. You're going to enter SPEND at K92Radio.com or on the K92 Radio app for your shot to win $1,000. And just a reminder, you only need to enter a keyword once per day to win. Good luck.
Yeah, and the next time you go shopping, you could spend that $1,000, but just don't get out of line and get back in line, because we're already getting text messages in to 52353 because I asked a question, are you allowed to get back into a line that you stepped out of? And Lily from Alta Vista says, heck no, you can't get back in line. There's been a lot of times I wanted to get out of line to grab something extra, but I didn't because it wouldn't be fair to the people behind me. And I think Lily was behind me in line at Walgreens this past weekend.
Oh, shoot.
Because that's how that customer felt. So let me place it for you. I'm in line. Okay. I need to get some Claritin. I need to get some allergy medicine because I had
take care of that
Red
Sniffles.
Sox game. I'm going to be outside. And there was a woman in front of me. And mind you, the line was a little long.
Mm-hmm.
The cashier was moving a little slow, but that's okay. That happens. The woman in front of me, she goes, oh, I forgot something. I'll be right back. She looked at me. She made eye contact. I'll be right back. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Takes her probably 2 to 3 minutes. The line moves up 2 spots. And then she comes back and she gets right back in front of me. And she was about to be the next person checked out. The woman behind me didn't think I could hear her. But she goes, couldn't be me. Must be nice.
Oh.
And I don't turn around or anything.
Did you hear it?
And I'm trying to figure out what she's talking about, but she's frustrated because the line was taking so long that I allowed that woman to get back in line. Did I break an unwritten rule of allowing the woman to get back in front of me?
It was a really quick run, and she made it back in time.
I don't think 2 to 3 minutes is really quick.
It's not.
I was worried that she wasn't coming back. That's how long she was gone. I didn't think she was going
to
come back.
Okay, well, if you were already set to be the next person, then she can't get back. She has to go to the back of the line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it sounds like you were creeping right up there to it. You were right there at the register.
She had probably 45 more seconds before I was about to check out. She came... She might have been looking off at the side, like reading a magazine.
Yeah.
And said, okay, let me jump back in. Is that okay, though?
That's a tight window right there, because that's where if I was the lady, I would say, okay, let me just get my stuff and go to the back of the line, because I've taken too long. It's 2 or 3 minutes is a long time.
Yes, that's a long
so
time.
I should move to the back and just wait. But no, you let her cut.
Listen, at the end of the day, like, she didn't hold me up. Like, I was already waiting.
Yeah.
Right? Like, in my head, when I got in line, she was already in front of me. So she didn't slow me up anymore.
And that means that the rest of the line is going to go after you.
Yes, exactly. So. The woman behind me was very upset with me.
It's you.
She was very upset with me. Chris, where do you stand on this? Are people allowed to get back into line after they've stepped out to go grab an extra item or whatever?
I don't have a problem with it. Okay, say there's somebody in front of me and they say, oh, I forgot something. I'll be right back. Can you hold my place? If they ask me to hold their place, then yes. Because I've been in that situation too where I'm in line like, oh, I forgot something. I can run back really quick and get it. And I say, hey, can you hold my place? In that situation, I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're holding my place and I'm taking too long and they're moving up, then they don't have to hold my place anymore. If I ask them to hold my place, I'm going to be right back.
Yeah.
What's the time duration? Because right back to you, Chris, might be a different right back to Monica. Might be a different how long it's okay to hold someone's spot.
Okay, someone else is in front of you. If I'm the woman, I leave the line and I look over and I'm like, oh, that person that held my spot, they're next in line. Then, like you, Antoine, are right there at the register. Then I go to the back.
Okay.
That's just it.
So there's no set time. You're looking
there's
at
no set
positioning.
Time. Yes.
All right. You were fourth. Now you're second. Nope, I can't get back in front
of you. I can't do it, yeah.
No, I say 2 minutes. 2 minutes is the cutoff.
Okay, I don't think 2 minutes is right back. You did a snap of the finger. 2 minutes is a long time.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm quick and I walk really fast, so I'm giving everybody else 2 minutes.
Jacob in Shawsville is kind of like us. He goes, I always let people in line, not because I want to, but because people be crazy.
People are crazy. Sometimes you can look at somebody and tell like they're having a stress day. And, you know, and I have said, okay, I told you I had patience with a woman that actually cut me off in line, and, you know, at a drive-through line, different line. But still, I said, okay, she may be having a bad day.
Makes me a little nervous. Well, keep texting in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. What are the rules? If you step out of line, are you allowed to get back to your place in line, or do you have to go to the end?
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And we're currently having a conversation about line etiquette. Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to get back into line when you step out of line? Can you get back into your place? And we have Diane on the phone who has an opinion on it. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
All right, Diane, you be the judge, jury, and executioner. What are the rules? Can people get back in line after they've hopped out?
The rules are so I do a lot of Black Friday shopping. So, okay. You know, sometimes you just got to step out of line for a second. Now, I do turn around and say to the people behind me, is it okay if I step over here and come back in line?
All right.
And everybody's always okay with it, you know? But like in the situation with Antoine and the lady,
yeah,
she did make eye contact, and the lady behind her shouldn't have got upset, behind you, shouldn't have got upset, because it wasn't even going to be her turn next anyway.
Exactly. She still had to wait.
It was going to be your turn next. And the lady got back in line before the line got to the front.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
To the register.
And if you are in that much of a rush, you don't need to be at Walgreens anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you should probably be wherever you need to be.
Well, I will say it would be kind of exciting if Antoine was up at the register and then that woman cut in front of that. You know, she gets behind Antoine. I'm like, oh, shoot, it's going down for real in the Walgreens.
Diane,
they got first aid kits.
Diane, thank you so much for the call in. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Y'all too.
All right. Now, Monica, let's get into some news.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
I don't know what's going on, but the world is twerking. Like, the earth is twerking because we had another earthquake. A 2.1 magnitude rattled Richmond last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we got a little tiny twerk. But something's happening.
Is the earth telling us?
What does it mean?
Did that eclipse have anything to do with the earthquake?
I have no idea. Something's going on, though. But yeah, so that happened last night. So if you get like a little tremor, you know what it is. Small twerk. All right. So Britney Spears turning down $100 million a year, potentially. Because OnlyFans, they say, hey, Britney, you're posting all the time on IG.
Mm-hmm.
You post topless photos. You're dancing, doing all this stuff at the beach. Why not take it to OnlyFans where you can make $18 million in a month?
She definitely could.
And she's saying no. She has zero interest in it.
And here's the thing. Britney wouldn't even have to get naked on OnlyFans.
No.
Like,
no.
Her shenanigans are so ridiculous on Instagram right now that if you tell me I get a live feed and she is completely dressed, I still might sign up for it.
Yes. The OnlyFans manager named Celeste says she believes Britney could bank $100 million a year on their platform.
But Britney has standards and she says no.
Those Instagram videos, they called that into question.
Okay, now moving on to Morgan Wallen, country singer Morgan Wallen. Can someone explain to me what is the thing about Morgan Wallen? What draws folks in?
He makes really good music. I'm not the biggest country music fan.
Okay.
But there's a song, Thinking About You. Really good.
So okay, I need to listen to
really
that.
Good music.
Or not listen to that, because they call him the country bad boy. So he was in trouble because he hurled a chair off a rooftop bar. He was on the 6th floor and threw a chair that it nearly missed the cops that were on the ground. And so he was sent to jail. He was, released on bond. But still, it's like, what's going on with him?
Is Morgan Wallen the Chris Brown of country music?
No. Chris Brown got in trouble for it. It's a little bit more serious than anything Morgan's done.
All right.
So I'd say no. And Morgan can still tour and perform at award shows. Chris Brown can't.
No.
They're not allowing him to perform. So yeah, Morgan Wallen, he's on that fine line of where he's the bad boy that you could still bring home.
Is he?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Someone text in to 52353 because I'm trying to understand what is it about Morgan Wallen. I mean, people are really drawn to him, but he really is a bad boy.
The K92 K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, and Chris, and we are saying...
Not today!
Not today on this Tuesday. We are not going to let the negativity bring us down, hold us down, so we want you to release it as well. So text in to 52353. Make sure you give name and town so we know who's saying Not Today Tuesday, or call in 540-774-9236. Chris, start us off. Who or what are you saying Not Today Tuesday to?
I'm saying Not Today Tuesday to unsubscribing to emails. I'm talking about those particular emails where you hit unsubscribe, saying, yep, I don't want any emails from you. And then they send you another one.
They jump back in there.
Hey, we got your unsubscribe confirmation. It's like, what did I just tell you?
Yeah.
Don't send me another email.
I don't need
you to tell me that I've unsubscribed because you broke the rule.
You don't need that confirmation from them. They want to let you know that they heard. They said, listen, I heard your heart. I am here for you.
No.
You're yelling at your laptop. It's like, I didn't do it.
Yes.
Why is it so much more difficult to unsubscribe than it was to subscribe? Like, I legitimately subscribe to things by accident, but to unsubscribe, I got to click the link,
yes,
and then I got to answer the questions on why I'm unsubscribing, and then they said, can you please type something in the box? I'll tell you what I'm going to type. It's an emoji with one finger. That's what's going to be in that box.
It's like when you try to break up with somebody, they won't let it happen. They said, you're not leaving me. Tell me why.
Can't tell me why? Who I could be with.
And I don't like the ones where some of them have you just hit unsubscribe, that's it. And the other ones, you have to hit unsubscribe, then put in your email address. Like, you already know my email address.
Let's see. We got a text into 52353. Not Today Tuesday to banging your knee on a guardrail.
Ouch.
Guardrail.
You walking down the highway?
Construction, maybe. It
better be.
Yeah, because if you just happen to be walking.
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I am concerned. Yeah. I am saying Not Today Tuesday to losing money. Oh, man.
You lost money.
I've lost a lot of money this April. Tournaments.
Oh.
Men's and women's tournament brackets. When I tell
you brackets,
I have lost every bracket challenge that I was in. I have lost every random draw. I think it was, if I tally up all the money, I think it's $50.
Oh.
I think I lost $50.
I mean, $50 is a big deal, but I thought you were going to say something, you know, crazy. Like, you're one of those big bettors.
$50 is crazy.
I thought it was a big better.
My mother would spank me today if I told her I lost $50. But yeah, no, I stunk it up this year with trying to pick the winners, with trying to pick who goes the furthest. And I know I'm not by myself because most brackets stink anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But good gracious, $50. I owe Dave Page, our coworker down the hallway. I owe him $10. I owe Debbie, one of the salespeople, another $10.
You owe money.
Now it's money.
First,
it wasn't a lot. Now it's keep texting in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. Who or what are you saying Not Today Tuesday to? Monica, what's your tease?
Okay, well, I mean, I have to say Not Today to a thief.
Oh, a thief?
Yes.
Yeah, the ones that are stealing money out of my pocket. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
That's coming up next.
Not today.
Your K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, Chris, and you saying not today. You're texting in now to 52353, and you can call in, be a part of the show, 540-774-9236. You got to clear it out.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know who or what are you saying Not Today Tuesday to.
Yeah, and one text that reads, oh, I can't stand a scammer. A scammer called me yesterday telling me I missed an appearance in court and threatened to take me to jail. Not today. That's Liz from Christiansburg.
I'm surprised you answered the phone. I don't even answer the phone.
Yeah, but
I can't remember the last time I talked to a scammer because I don't answer the phone.
I would like for them to go to your voicemail and be like, I'm taking you to jail. Leave a message.
Exactly.
Antoine doesn't even answer the phone if he knows who it is.
Exactly. My uncle been calling me for 6 months. Let's see. Emily from Salem is saying, not today, Tuesday, to car insurance rates. I'm going to have to get an OnlyFans page at this rate.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I know some folks that have OnlyFans, and that's become their main job now. That's all I'm going to say. I was like, wow.
Hey, you make enough
money.
Don't
you do what you need to do. Okay.
All right. Chris, are you saying Not Today, Tuesday to an OnlyFans page? Something you want to share with us?
No.
Okay, I didn't know if Monica was like hinting towards you or something.
Okay. No. Well, I'm saying Not Today to thieves. Okay, so here's the thing. I went out of town this weekend, and I said, I know I'm going out of town. I need to get a nice coat. Going to New York, it's going to be a little chilly.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, I get my coat. I purchase this coat. I go to walk out of the retail store, and the alarms go off. And I'm like, okay, maybe they have one of those little special tags on the coat. You know, and they forgot to take it off. So they're checking for the little tags. They don't see anything. So a guy walks by, another customer. He's like, oh, somebody's stealing. And I look at that. I'm like, sir, don't even say that. Mm-hmm. I'm not stealing anything. All right. But they go back through. They check the coat. They said, because nothing's on it. It goes off again. They reach into the pockets and a bunch of empty containers, like jewelry containers, were in the pockets of this coat. And I looked at them and I said, I didn't steal anything. I don't steal no babies. And they said, we know you did this. So whoever had this coat on, they packed it full and they right back in. And I'm like, okay, make sure I'm walking out clear name, but thieves.
I have seen that prank before.
Oh.
Where people will go and put items into clothing pockets just to set someone else up. Uh-huh. So someone just set you up on purpose.
Was it a TikTok or something? Did you see it?
I saw it, it was on YouTube. That's how old. It was actually on Vine.
Okay.
That's how old it is. But yeah, people are still doing it. So you got got.
I got God.
You got God.
Not today.
Thong Song from Cisco wrapping up the Happy Hour Triple Play today. That is Antoine's pick.
Yeah, that's a jam right there. It takes me back to high school. I remember going on a field trip to a beta convention, you know, because I had good grades. I was smart and everything. And then that song came on and we created a line dance to go with that song. It takes me back.
You had on your thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Relax. Relax.
All right, who had the best pick on the Happy Hour Triple Play today? We need your vote. So we kicked it off with Monica's choice of Missy Elliott, Work It. I picked Hot Shell Ray, Tonight. And we got a text in that says, I think Chris is an elder emo. Can we confirm this?
Can we confirm?
No. No, I like all kinds of music, and typically I'll pick the more rock stuff on the show.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that all works. Right.
So, and then Antoine, of course, had a Cisco thong song. What is your vote? Who had the best song? Texture voted to 52353. We'll announce the winner in about 10 minutes.
And before you text in and vote for Miss Monica, I just need you to know, in case you don't already know it, Monica's a little weird. I take that back. Let me rephrase because that was mean.
Yeah.
Monica's weird. No. So we were having a conversation on Friday about toasting bread.
Yes, I recall that.
How it's healthier to toast your bread instead of eating white bread just, you know, out of the packaging.
Yeah.
And Monica said this on Friday.
I love some good toast. I don't use a toaster, though. I use my oven.
I mean, a toaster is so much quicker.
Put the oven, put it on broil, put it on high, and just toast it up. It takes just a couple of seconds, really. Yeah.
Monica admitted to not using a toaster to toast her bread. Instead, she uses the oven and puts it on broil as if that's a normal thing.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Look, I guess because I didn't grow up with a toaster, I realized.
You were toaster deprived as a kid.
I guess, and I stayed that way. I was like, I just like even when I had a toaster, you know, I just like I never used it. I put it in the oven.
I would like to go with you on this one, Monica, but I can't.
You can't. Because tried it?
I didn't really have a toaster growing up either. I don't think I used the toaster until sophomore or junior year of college when my roommate brought a toaster to our apartment.
He said, what is this contraption?
That exactly. I was like, what is this evil Ricky Bobby? But even still, I knew what a toaster was for. And it's to toast the bread. You are not toasting bread if you put it in an oven. You are baking that bread.
You bake it, you roast with an oven, you toast your bread with the oven. You just put it on high broil.
The only time I've ever put toast in the oven is when I haven't done this in years, but as a kid, I like to make like cinnamon bread in the morning.
Cinnamon bread.
Like I'd put some butter and some cinnamon sugar on and put it in the oven. That's the only time I've ever done that because I'm actually like making something. I'm not just going to toast a piece of bread and waste electricity on that.
I get excitement with using the oven, using broil. And I think it's also the fact that I could burn my fingers when I reach in there, you know, accidentally touch that top rack and burn my, but I never do.
Okay.
Knock on wood.
I'm what? Already annoyed.
What?
Because we're getting text messages in to 52353. Beth from Floyd. I don't even own a toaster. Oven girly too.
Thank you.
Someone else texted in.
Snap, snap. Y'all hear that?
Totally agree with Monica, bro. Toast in oven is way quicker.
Uh-huh.
Someone else texted
in. Yes, it is. Let's put it to the test.
Bobby says, it's okay, Monica. I use my oven to toast bread too, and I own two toasters.
Look at that. It's, who needs a toaster?
I think you guys need little white jackets that zip up in the back and hold your arms close to your ribs.
Look at y'all coming through. Thank you.
Keep texting in 52353. Uh-huh. Is it normal to use an oven?
Y'all are weird.
To toast bread.
Antoine, you and Chris are weird. Yeah. Y'all with y'all's toasters and stuff.
I don't know toasted what life bread. Is anymore.
Thank y'all for texting in to 52353 because y'all try, Antoine and Chris try to call me weird for using my oven to toast my bread.
Listen, there are times in life when you have to admit that you're wrong, right? There are times in life that you have to say, you know what? I was wrong about that one thing. Today is not one of those times. What I will say is that I'm outnumbered.
You
I
are.
I won't say that I'm wrong, but I will say that we are so significantly outnumbered.
Yes, yeah, so many people text in. One text, toast for a crowd in the oven. That's the way you do it. Someone says, I have a toaster, but I prefer the oven. Sometimes I put my butter on before I put it in the oven, and sometimes I don't. There's another one, oven baddie over here. She's a baddie. Lisa. Yeah. I mean, it's so many of y'all. I see you.
Only breakfast item I'm cooking in the oven besides like muffins or whatever is bacon. Do you guys do your bacon in the oven?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that is the good. Best way to do your bacon.
If I'm not in a rush, the oven is always the best place.
Yeah, because you can toast as many pieces as you want.
And it's an easier cleanup too. But this just blows my mind that there are so many people. Sarah from Floyd, we uh-huh. cook toast in a frying pan, butter on both sides, fry till it's golden brown. Like you guys are,
yeah.
Oh, here we go. This explains it. It's how my grandmother made it. Monica is old as a grandmother, so that's
what that
I'll
is, take it. Right? My toast is good.
Look, Monica's an old soul. And
that's
a good
right.
thing. It's the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris playing wordplay to get you in to go see the Rail Yard Dogs on Friday night.
All right, let's say good morning to Chrissy. How are we doing, Chrissy?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, Chrissy. So you have to pick someone to play with. Who do you want to partner up with at K92's wordplay? Me, Chris, or Monica?
Monica.
You go with Monica. Now, I have to ask before I send Monica to the soundproof chamber, when you're toasting bread, Chrissy, do you put it in the toaster or do you toast it in the oven?
So if I've got a bunch of people, then I'll toast it in the oven. But if it's just me, I'm going to toast it in the toaster.
Thank okay. you. I'll take it.
But she's also about that oven life.
I just wanted to make sure Monica right. heard that. Wanted to make sure Monica heard all that before she left. Just to let her know everyone's not on her side. All right, so the way this is going to work, Chrissy, I'm going to give you 5 random words, and I'm going to give Monica when she comes out of the chamber. When I give those words to Monica, she has the responsibility to say the first thing that pops in her head. You have to predict what Monica's going to say. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you need 2 out of 5 to win. Your first word, championship. What is Monica going to say when I say championship?
Ring.
Championship ring. All right. Your second word, pet. P-E-T. What's Monica going to say after pet?
Pet food.
Pet food?
Yes.
Okay. Your third word is hockey.
Hockey puck.
Hockey puck. Your fourth word is table.
Tablecloth.
Tablecloth. And the last one is always a person. Who is Monica going to think of? It could be a celebrity. It could be a fictional character. When I say Wayne.
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady, that's a good one. I didn't know if you'd say Wayne Gretzky because we were talking about hockey or...
Yeah, that was a good one.
Monica ain't going to know who that is. You did the right thing with Wayne Brady. All right, Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. Like I said, you have to get 2 out of 5 right for your chance to win the pair of tickets to... Or the 4-pack of tickets... to the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs' first home game. Monica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Chrissy did a great job. It's on you. If she doesn't go to the game, it's your fault.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Oh. First word, championship.
Championship. Ring.
Yeah, with that voice.
Ring.
Championship.
I like championship.
You said ring? All right, Chrissy, what did you say?
Ring.
Boom.
I was like, ring or belt? Because you know wrestling.
Yeah, championship belt.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was thinking championship parade.
I was stupid. I bought one of those things for an ex-boyfriend. So dumb. $300-some.
Oh, you
waste some money.
There's a lot of things you did for that ex-boyfriend that are ridiculous.
Yeah, it was so stupid.
All right, well, that's one. You need to get one more. Your next word is pet. P-E-T. Pet.
Pet turtle. Okay, yeah, I'm going to go pet turtle. Okay. Because.
I thought knowing you were going to say pet cemetery, but neither one of you guys said that. Chrissy, what did you say?
Pet food.
Pet food, okay.
Pet food, all right. Hey, she's trying to win tickets to see the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs, so uh-huh. the next word is hockey.
Hockey puck.
Hockey puck is what you say. Chrissy, what did you say?
Hockey puck.
Yeah! Hockey stick, hockey players, hockey.
Let's just see how you're doing the last two, because you're doing pretty good. Okay. How about table?
Table tennis.
Table tennis, because you're thinking sports.
Uh-huh.
Chrissy, did you say table tennis?
No, tablecloth.
You did tablecloth. Okay. And the last one, celebrity, Wayne.
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady is who you said.
Uh-huh.
And Chrissy, you also said...
Wayne Brady.
Wayne.
Yeah, what are the Waynes?
Lil Wayne is who I thought of first.
Oh.
Well, we were talking about hockey, so I thought Wayne Gretzky. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I just blew really hard.
Monica just...
okay.
Monica just stared into my soul like, who the hell...
I could
see
be right there beside him at Starbucks. I wouldn't know. I'm like, this is a big guy.
He is the greatest hockey player of all time.
Is he?
He's the Michael Jordan of hockey.
That's fantastic. Yeah. But you know what? You got a 4-pack of tickets to the Rail Yard Dogs game. That's going to be this Friday night. Okay, Chrissy?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
As an educator, you have no choice but to give all to your students, mm-hmm. to give all to school, because it's a taxing job.
Yes,
whether it's emotionally, mentally, physically, because you got to stand all day, chase them kids. If you teach at an elementary school, they running around.
So many kids, a lot of noise.
And the classrooms just get bigger and bigger, Monica. I'm telling you now. Well, we need to shout out Lillian Orlick, a.k.a. Miss O. She retired from Prince William County Public Schools at the age... of 89.
Oh.
She retired at 89 and she passed away this past March. But before she passed away, she passed something on to the school.
Okay.
On to the school that she spent her entire life at. $1 million.
What?
Was that an accident?
No, it was all. No, wow. she left $1 million to her beloved Virginia school district. So the entire district, not just the school, but all the schools within the district, dedicating the money to its foundation. And before she passed away, you know, like when she retired, had all these interviews and stuff, and they asked her, they said, Miss O, what's your favorite thing about teaching?
You know what's a highlight for me? When a student comes in here and says, Miss Olick, you taught my granddad.
This is a lady who showed up early for work to make sure that she got all of the paperwork done so that she could spend her time when the students were there with the students. It means a lot. And it doesn't surprise me. This is Lillian Orlick giving and giving and giving.
$1 million she gave.
Man, that was her passion, though.
You know
that was her thing.
She retired at 89. That was...
like, yeah.
Those
she
kids
retired
were
at
everything
an
to
age
her.
Where her teeth was, like, slipping out, like, yelling at kids. Like, you know, that's dedication.
And they
she
said that she would get to school so early in the morning that she got keys that could open every single door because she was beating everyone else there. She wanted to get there, make sure she had everything done before the kids got there because they got 100% of her attention.
Okay, was she buried, like, near the school or anything?
Now, that I do not know.
Okay.
I mean, we can say that she did. Oh. She also created a $2,500 scholarship for a graduating senior at that school each year.
I tell you what.
She was an amazing woman, but I wonder if they did put, like, a big statue of her in front of the school.
They should.
She deserved it at the very least, but yeah. Shout out to Miss O, and shout out to all the educators out there.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, we want to make sure that you support your Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. So tomorrow on the show at 8:20, we're going to give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Rail Yard Dogs' first home playoff game this postseason. They've been killing it this season. They're a number 3 seed. They won the President's Cup last year, so we need to root them on to winning it again. So that game will take place on Friday, but they are playing tonight on the road, and the Berglund Center is doing something really awesome. There is a watch party at the Berglund Center tonight at 7 o'clock. It's a free event. It's open to all ages. They're going to have the game playing up on the big Titantron, the big screen, so you can get together, practice cheering, practice getting it all ready for when they are back here on Friday. So make sure you're on the thing tomorrow at 8:20. for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Scream for those dogs.
Okay, you know what the President's Cup does? So each player, do they get to keep that cup for a week?
I believe so, because that's how professional hockey does with the Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
So I think that each player gets to take the cup for like a week or so.
Look, I'm going to carry that that cup around with me everywhere I go. If I'm going out to dinner, that cup is my guest.
Oh, you know, put it in a seatbelt in the car.
I'm totally going to flaunt that.
That's mm-hmm. exactly what they do. They'll go out to restaurants, they'll go out to bars, and they'll get their beverages poured in the cup, and they're all drinking out of it. Yeah, I know, Monica.
Okay, I cover my mouth on that part.
I'm going to put that cup in my passenger seat. They're going to be my shotgun rider with that seatbelt on.
Yeah. Put your groceries in it. Carry it around.
But yeah, so we got that for you at 8:20. Then at 6:40, we want to send you down by downtown so you can enjoy this amazing concert, all the amazing concerts going down that weekend.
Yeah, it's a music festival. So if you enjoy music, which I hope you do, so it's going to be happening April the 18th through the 21st. And so they have 18 venues throughout the weekend. This is a great time. All different sorts of music. Something for everyone.
Yeah, we're going to get you in to Friday night. That is the headliner, Margo Price. So that's the only night it's not free. But we got you covered for that tomorrow morning at 6:40.
Mm-hmm. And before we get out of here today and before we get to Monica's morning thing nugget, Chris, why don't you give them one more chance to win $1,000 with the K92 cash grab.
All right, Sun, S-U-N. Enter the code word SUN at K92radio.com or on the K92 radio app.
Yeah, we've done everything that we could do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We put it all. You got to put in some work yourself. So before we get out of here now,
we have the morning thing nuggets. Don't stop dreaming just because you had a nightmare.
I don't stop dreaming, but I sure wake up. I'm like, I got to get up. I got to run this one off. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92radio.com.